You're listening to Free Range Radio on UMFM.
And thank you, as always, for doing so. It makes a whole lot more sense coming down here during the holidays if somebody actually listens. So thank you, presuming that somebody is listening. It's Free Range Radio time. It's Thursday night, so it's Steel Belted Free Range Radio, don't you know? My name's Jeff here doing this thing, as we always do every Thursday night. And today it's the holidays, and sensible people are staying home, so we can go for a good long while if we so choose tonight. I think we will choose to go for a good long while tonight and play a whole bunch of stuff that maybe we don't normally play on the show. I brought down some classic country. I brought down some blues. I brought down some 90s nostalgia. I just brought down pretty much everything, and so things could get weird tonight, which is always the case, you know, here on this very program. But you never know; it might be extra weird. But it's also a great night for requests, because I got all the time in the world. So if there's something you want to hear, 204-269-8636, 269-UMFM. Call in with your requests, especially later on once I've been here for a few hours and start to feel a little lonely. You can phone in with your requests and it'll be fun. Okay, so phone now, phone later, phone all the time. I don't care. 204-269-8636. 269-UMFM. You can also find us on the Facebook, on the Twitter. I'm Jeff Robson here in the studio live today on this December 29th evening. I'm also Jeff Robson, and I'm very happy to be here, and hopefully we'll have some fun. I'm trying to narrow down my best of the year lists. I think I've got the top 10 shows figured out, with one little provision that I haven't quite figured out. I still haven't figured out whether it's right to list an entire festival as a show of the year or just a set at a festival. So if you want to weigh in on that debate. In the past, I've always listed festivals, but maybe it makes more sense to list individual sets. I don't know. You can let me know what you think. Anyway, I'm also making my best of the year list and all kinds of records, and I realize there's so many records that I haven't listened to. And a few that I just got just to check out, including this one, which is kind of rocking my world. It's a great compilation put together by a great producer named Dave Cobb. He's produced a whole bunch of people. Most of the people who are on this record, well, I guess this record, dummy. But most of these people have recorded with him before as well. Features great, contributions from the likes of Holly Williams, Anderson East, Jamie Johnson, the Stapletons, Morgan and Chris. Jason Isbell has a fine song in here. I think I'm going to play a couple of other ones and then maybe play a couple on Sunday as well. From an album called Southern Family, we'll kick it off with the first track, and what a doozy it is. It's by John Paul White, formerly of the Civil Wars. You're listening to Steel Belted Radio.
Coffee stirring in his cup. He's chomping at the bits to get us youngins at the beer. Check the baskets at the creek. Get the hogs and chickens fed. By the time we'll get to town, the church crowd will be gone. Granddaddy grins. Sunday sure is a blessing when you're living down home. Down home, everybody's got one. Down home, the place that you come from. Down home, it's something that your mama said. It ain't just a good place for you to lay your head. It's on the way to pick a cricket, stopping by Uncle Johnny's, asking if he'll make it fishing, knowing he won't probably. Aunt Dot's got a honeydew list a mile long. She bought the pants, hemmed them up and put them on. Wears them everywhere she goes, he just tags along. Cold love is unconditional when you're living down home. Down home, everybody's got one. Down home, the place that you come from. Down home, it's something that your daddy said. It ain't just a good place for you to lay your head. Belly brimming cricket still hopping through her head. I said, thank you, Lord, for Grandpa and all my family. Days like today sure mean the world to me. I understand you have a plan when we up and go. Wonder, do we ever really leave when we're living down home? Down home, heaven's on a blue route. Down home, forever never runs out. Way when they fly by, way down home, you can see past tomorrow.
childhood living is easy to do. The things you wanted, I bought them for you. Graceless lady, you know who I am, and you know I can't let you just slip through.
Bye.
Oh, is that gorgeous or what? Show is. That's Sean Colvin there, the smoky, sexy voice of Sean Colvin, singing along with Buddy Miller and friends on a cruise ship. They have this crazy, crazy music lineup on this cruise ship called Cameo every year. It's like everybody that we love gets on the same damn boat at the same time. And they cruise out in the ocean and play incredible songs. And I guess Buddy Miller set up a little recording studio on the boat last year and decided to put some stuff together and release it as a record. It's called The Cameo Sessions at Sea. It's Buddy Miller and friends, and what friends he has. Holy cow. Not just Sean Colvin. Did you hear Fats Kaplan on the steel guitar there? Oh, my God. Ugh. Brandi Carlile's on this thing. Doug Seegers is on this thing. Lucinda's on here. Richard Thompson, Nikki Lane, Chris Christopherson. I kind of held off on getting this record for a long time because, it kind of just amounts to a live record, right? And by rule, as a normally, whoa. Normally, live records just don't do much for me, but because these are all these once-in-a-lifetime collaborations, and they're all doing covers, and it's not noisy and awful sounding like a normal live record. It sounds clear and beautiful, but the lineup on this record, it's so good. It's pretty hard to ignore. Even the names that personally I wasn't that excited about: Leanne Womack, Casey Musgraves, Jill Andrews, the Lone Bellow. Like all these names, they didn't excite me, but their contributions are so good. This record is a strong contender for any good best of the year list worth its salt. It's a Cameo Sessions at Sea. That's Buddy Miller. Before that, something from John Bleck from Ireland, normally the leader of John Bleck and the Rats. He's put out a couple of solo records now, and his newest one is called Cut the Light. And it's a little mellower, it's a little folkier, a little more acoustic than the Rats stuff. But holy cow, is it gorgeous. This guy is just insanely talented. And I love him to bits. We heard Little Sparrow off the John Bleck record. Before that, a record that I'm listening to a whole lot lately. It's a killer record. And I kind of listened to it in digital form earlier in the year, and I liked it enough, but I didn't really spend time with it until I got this CD right in my hand very recently. And I think it's great. The only possible downside is there seems to be some filler near the end. But I need to listen to it more to make up my mind. The album's called Cautionary Tale. The guy's name is Dylan LeBlanc. We heard Look How Far We've Come. And it's a pretty stellar thing. What a great voice and great songs. And it's wonderful. And before that, a couple of songs from an album called Southern Family. It's all these exclusive recordings put together by a guy named Dave Cobb. All these Southern songs inspired by the sounds of the South. Southern artists, obviously, and songs inspired by the South. We heard Brent Cobb, who I meant to look up. I'm kind of guessing that maybe Brent is Dave's son. It's just a guess at this point. Singing Down Home, and John Paul White singing Simple Song, not the Lyle Lovett song, although that would have been cool too. I think on Sunday, if you tune in to Tell the Band to Go Home, you'll probably hear Jason Isbell and Morgan Stapleton and Chris Stapleton singing. Although there's so many great tracks on here. Oh, it's a great thing. It's well worth tracking down if you haven't made your list yet.